Good morning and welcome to the Print AM. Our senior associate editor, Nayanima Basu, wrote an article titled, How Did India's Imports from China Soar to $100 Billion Despite Conflict? I am Sukriti Watts and I bring you the podcast version of this article. Imports to India from China reached nearly $100 billion for the first time in calendar year 2021, as the import of electrical and electronic goods, particularly smartphones, as well as machinery, fertilizers, and specialty chemicals, including active pharmaceutical ingredients, witnessed a massive surge. According to the latest figures published by China's General Administration of Customs of the People's Republic of China, exports to India reached $97.52 billion in 2021, while total two-way bilateral trade touched $125.66 billion. According to the GACC, the biggest jump has been witnessed in the shipment of electric and electronic goods, including smartphones and storage units, a wide range of industrial goods, including telecom equipment, auto components, and machine tools, and specialty chemicals, including APIs, and fertilizers such as urea, ammonia sulfate, and other varieties. In terms of key import items from China, in the first 8 months of the calendar year 2021, the import of petroleum and petroleum products, pearls, precious and semi-precious stones, and also that of the coal, coke, and briquettes also jumped significantly. According to the Foreign Trade Performance Analysis by India's Ministry of Commerce and Industry, these items together accounted for about $60 billion of the total imports from China during this period. Commodity-wise, data for December is yet to be released by India. Quote, India's overall relationship with China seems to mirror the US-China relationship, in which economic and political relations have their own distinct dynamics, unquote. Biswajit Dhar, trade economist and professor at Center for Economic Studies and Planning at the School of Social Sciences at JNU, told the Print, quote, despite its worsening political relations with China, the US has not been able to decrease its reliance on the factory of the world. India, too, has been unable to decouple from the Chinese economy despite the government of India's efforts. India's China dependence syndrome could increase further when our manufacturing industries recover fully to the pre-pandemic levels, unquote, Dhar said. A report in the Chinese state-run Global Times also said, quote, an increase in China-India trade in 2021, which reached a record high surpassing $125 billion amid bilateral tensions, is just another piece of proof that New Delhi is unable to reduce its dependence on the Chinese market, unquote. Veteran economist Ajit Ranade said wearing away India's dependence on the import of APIs from China would also take a long time. Ajay Sahai, director and CEO of the Federation of Indian Export Organizations, added that one of the main reasons why imports from China are touching record levels is because of the huge demand for electronic goods and machinery by the domestic industry as well as APIs. Meanwhile, according to the provisional data released by the Directorate General of Commercial Intelligence and Statistics under the Department of Commerce, India's imports from China reached $87.5 billion while total bilateral trade stood at $104.30 billion in 2021. According to Dhar, the mismatch of the Indian and Chinese data could be due to certain issues related to leakages in reporting and non-reporting of data due to under-invoicing done by exporters. India's exporters to China in 2021 also reached record levels, according to the FIEO. According to DGCIS data, Indian exports to China jumped to $24 billion in 2021 compared to $19 billion in 2020 and $17.1 billion in 2019. Quote, India's exports to China are also growing steadily. In 2021, we got some market access in China's agricultural market. We are now exporting more non-basmati rice, exotic vegetables, soybeans, and fruits, unquote, added Sahai. According to Ranade, this is the reason why the trade deficit has been kept under check. The ballooning of India-China trade deficit has always been a contentious issue between both countries. Quote, the trade deficit was narrowing for 3 years till 2019, but has been rising again. Having said that, let's not forget that in the coming years, despite the pandemic, US and China will grow by 5% and China alone is a $6 trillion consumer market, unquote, Ranade said. Quote, More than 50 countries have significant exports to China. If our exporters can tap into the market, it will be a great driver of our growth, unquote, he added. India's trade deficit with China in 2021, according to the provisional DGCIS figures, stood at $61 billion compared to $39 billion in 2020. Thank you so much for listening. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from the Print Stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.